Okay, we have the great opportunity to have today's business ethics shiur on the topic of yichud in the workplace. And I want to dedicate the shiur this evening to my grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Nachman Dov, whose yahrzeit is this evening. I mistakenly announced it last month, but tonight is his yahrzeit. So I wanted to dedicate the shiur lezecher nishmaso, someone who really, for me, defined ethics. He was an ish emes like Yaakov Avinu, as his namesake Yaakov Yitzchak, and certainly combined Gvura and Tferes and Emes. So today we are on practical cases, and I'm going to ask for audience participation, so please stay on your toes. We're going to have a very brief review of last night's shiur, so that we put in our minds, and I'm actually going to help you with the answers. So what did we say? We said yesterday that there were two important heterim, if you will, to the laws of Yichud. One of them was Pesach Pesurach L'Rishus Arabim. So I'll just remind you, if you don't have the sheets in front of you, we quoted the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei Aleph. Amar Rava Ba'alo Be'ir. Ein Choshishim B'Shem Yichud. That if the husband is in the town, we are not Choshish because of what? Why are we Choshish? Why don't we care? Husband's in town, there's no Yichud. Yes?
He can walk in
whenever he wants. Excellent. And what?
And if you want, why would someone do something if the husband is just going to walk
in? So why doesn't the case apply in the opposite way?
Because a woman would be maybe scared of her husband.
Oh, that's the answer that we gave. And in fact, that is the answer that the Rishonim give. Ki emas habal aleha. She's scared. As opposed to the husband, who's not as scared, unfortunately, of his wife, and will take the risk, so to speak. So that was heter number one. Ba'alo be'ir ein choshishim mishum yichud. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach pesuach l'rishos harabim ein choshishim mishum yichud. This is what we ended with last night. That if there's an opening, there's a way for people to potentially get in, or to see you from a window, or the door is open and it's an active door, so then we are not worried, and it wouldn't be yichud. Now, it is true, as we discussed in last year, not for today, there is a machlokas, whether this is a mitzvah midaraisa, if the iser, or the iser midaraisa, is on this item itself. Anybody else? Any sheets? We got sheets. We got sheets. Free. Free sheets. You're not in this class. So, that we discussed last night. Again, different sheetos. We saw the Rambam's unique sheeta on this as well. Now, what I want to get at are these two important nekudot with some practical cases. So, the Tosfos on this daf, on Pei Dalet, seems to be, he asks the question, Ika, Bekasha, De'im Kan, Mai, Parich, De'somuch, Al Rav Yosef, Ka'amar. So he asks the question, he says, but according to the Shita of Rav Yosef, is it a Kula? Is it a heter, but you shouldn't use the heter? And he says, "The nidr lefarish ain't choshishim klal b'shem yichud afilu isur lecha." There's no isur. A person shouldn't be worried. There's no isur in this, and therefore Pesach Pesurach l'rishus harabim is a codified heter. We saw this in the Shulchan Aruch yesterday in Eben Ezer, Simon Chavei, Ishu Shabbal l'beir ain't choshishim l'yasei l'omit nei she'im b'chabal l'lem v'im haya. So that's us. So we said that if libo gaspo, which somebody said yesterday, if libo gaspo, I have a close relationship with them, right? We spoke about yesterday the influence of technology on this halacha. I personally think, I haven't seen this written in the postman, but I think it's obvious that even if they don't have a relationship where they've actually ever met each other, but they've talked on text, I think that in itself is libel gospel. I mean, it talked in a way that, you know, has led not just say, hi, how are you, what time are you coming, Mr. Plumber, but you had some sort of discussions. That in itself is problematic. So now let's get to the cases. I just wanted to point out that Pesukei Teshuva importantly discusses what type of door are we talking about. An open door, does it have to be actually open? A locked door, you have to be able to see through it. What type? Now you understand, and this is going to depend on, of course, where you guys live, very much so, but in certain communities, it that people walk in all the time. Certain people's homes are so open that people are always walking in. I would imagine, to give an example, Rav Machlis's home. Rav Machlis's home might be a typical home, Pesach, Mesuach, and Shusharach. He's got stories at 3 o'clock in the morning people walked in. He always left the door unlocked. And then in other communities, right, like for example in Leeds, in Hempden, in Waterbury, what?
No, Leeds, North England.
Yes, not yes. The other Leeds.
Yes, the Leeds.
Yes.
What about the Leeds?
So I would imagine people actually lock their doors there, at least from some of the things that I've seen happen there.
No, it's a safety precaution.
Exactly. I don't know what you're saying now. But yeah, it's a safety precaution. Yes. People lock their doors. So even if you had the door unlocked, people aren't walking in. Okay? You don't think about it. So if you were alone in a business meeting, this is very important, guys, and you're alone in a business meeting, and you're in your office, so it depends what kind of office you have. Do people always knock first before they come in? Or do you work in a yeshiva? Now, my office is a little bit different because I have a Pesach Pesuch and there's just a rabbit. I have a window in front where, unfortunately, this year, for some reason, guys started playing ping pong. So they're there all the time. So it's momish, they can look in and see me. But let's say I close the shades, right? And now there's somebody in my office. So I happen to work in a yeshiva. Guys open the door all the time. All the time, guys are going in. Happened to be that we, 2 years ago, we switched offices. Ramo shares an office with Yona and Chesky, so they used to be in the smaller office. It really wasn't fair. So I took the smaller office because I wanted to be alone. So every few weeks, one of them would make a mistake and come into my office thinking it's their office. They would walk in and go, oh, no, sorry. So I think that that's for sure. So the question is that you have a business meeting, right? And you're in your office. You could be the president of the company. Nobody bothered you. Crazy. You're going to knock on the door and open the door. No way. Now, if you live in Israel, in many companies in Israel, I happen to be the last company that I worked for, Delta 3, so all the offices were glass. This bothered me a lot because I could never take naps because everything was bright glass. Everybody saw you all the time. So you took a nap, forget about it, you take fire. But, and people would walk in all the time. They wouldn't care. Like you would be on the phone, like on a call. It doesn't matter. So that's important for us to discuss. So let's discuss the first question. Yesterday we asked the following question. What if your husband, not yours, what if your husband was in jail? So what's the answer to that? Balabir. He's across the street in San Quentin. What's a good name of a jail? Give me a jail name. Like famous. You have a like an Alcatraz?
That's a cool one.
Right, but that's not it. Okay, forget it. You're taking too long. Okay, so nobody's in jail anymore. So, what do you guys think? He's in jail. Does it apply?
Oh, no.
Moshe.
What?
You weren't here yesterday. So I'll let you answer this. A guy is in jail. Does the heter apply of saying the husband's in town? He's in town.
No.
Why not? So now you're saying that the Gemara's intention in writing that Baal of the ear is, no. Mom is Baal of the ear. I'll give you another example if you don't mind. Can I stay with you? Where do you live? That's not true. You live in Israel. But your parents live in Passaic. Passaic is in what county?
Passaic
County.
Yes.
Excellent. This is a smart guy. There's no way of getting around it, right? So it's in Passaic County. Okay? Now, name me some other towns that are in there.
In the county?
Yes. What's the farthest town away from where you live in Passaic? You have no idea. Okay, so let me go to something I know. You heard of Bergen County?
Yes.
Okay, so Bergen County, you got Fort Lee, you got Teaneck, but you got really far off places. Like, I don't know, making up Marlboro, I don't know, whatever. Ramsey. So it's possible, we spoke about New York City, right? Where a person could actually work in a place that's in the same city, but it will take him hours to get home every day. We gave the example even in England. You live in a city that's called?
Leeds.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Leeds.
And Leeds is part of something besides England?
It's in a county called Yorkshire.
Obviously.
Yorkshire.
We all know that.
Yes. Yeah.
But you would, right, but you would have from place to place, it could take you a while to get to place, correct?
And home is like an hour and a half drive, you know, on the M62.
Obviously, especially when you're driving backwards. So,
You meant to overtake on the right.
So, So, Rav Moshe Feinstein here in source number one, Shailos Chumas, Igros Moshe, Eben Ezra, Haley Dalit, Simon, and Samadai, says what are the restrictions? Im Baal Chavush Vedeta Asurim, Afshu Ba'ir, Ubaralo, Shaloya, he's not going to get out. Let's say Ezra's man. It's also different. Even in Israel, I don't think this is strange, but this is actually true. People who do petty crimes, not the murderers, they actually let them go away sometimes for Shabbos. They let them go out here and there. It's true. Anybody ever see Ushpiza, the movie? So that's actually true. They let those people out of jail. They didn't want to go back. But that's something that happens, actually. Again, we're not talking about murderers, right? A guy, whatever. He just, you know, he robbed somebody. No big deal. You know, he did something small. So they might let them out for Shabbos and let them go home. Nowadays it's a little bit different because they have the bracelets they put on them. But used to be. But even in that case, I would assume Rav Moshe would be like, okay, but Tachlis is probably not getting out for Shabbos. I know that. So that's not Baal of the Year. And he says, that's what Rashi meant over here in Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph. Shezeh lo shayach the Chovet Vesha Yisurim. The time of the Hefer, says Rashi, is that he could potentially come home when she's scared. So then he writes, and this is important, and therefore, Bebedina Sego, in our place, New York, Kishabalot hu ba'ir, aval yadua shu lo lech leketza'ir, mi abayit lamachim, he's a salesman. And he's at work, everybody knows that he's at work. And it takes him an hour, with no traffic, to get an hour to get home. And now, somebody comes to the house, you have a problem, he says. Shah v'chazer, it takes an hour to come and come back. Sarach l'shahosh im erech shah, asura b'yichu. She'ein sarach lavo l'sham kinesh kego b'layla. Right, nobody's coming to the house, it's a problem. But, he writes something interesting. Aval hin inhu b'rushus atma. He's a consultant. And he comes home all the time. So then, it's going to be a different case. So I'll give you the case of the yeshiva. Okay? I'm not a consultant, but I work for yeshiva, and it's a little bit more lax than many of the businesses I work for. Okay? Now, it's true, this happens to be true, right now, my wife knows I'm in class. It's not very likely that I'm going to just drop everything and leave. It's not likely. It's probable. No, it's not likely. Right? I'm not going to do that. So she happens to know, Monday nights, I'm not coming home until 6:40. Right? If it's a good dinner, 7. And if I don't want to put my kids to sleep, something. So, the question is, what about 2 o'clock? She knows that I'm in yeshiva. But she knows that I can come home like this. So I think Baal HaBe'er applies in my case. Because I'm my old person. I can come home and at least if I want. That's what happens. Right? Because I'm local. Right? Even if I'm a salesperson and I could drop in and my wife knows we'll meet. That's what Rav Moshe is kind of hitting on. What is that? So now, a good question would become, is there any case that we can give, okay, where we would say, not Baal HaBe'er, but Ishto Ba'er? Can we give a case where the wife is around and I would be scared? Anybody think that that's a possibility? Right? That your wife would scare you? That you would think of not doing? So I think clearly we all would agree, I hope, that if your wife's in the house, so there's no use. That's what the house says. She's in the house. There's hopefully some sort of aim, some sort of fear. And nothing, it wouldn't be called yichud. I'm not saying something couldn't happen. Now, by the way, yichud, as we know, even if we learn out that it's not in Isser Min HaTorah, but it's a smachta, it's only the Rabbanan. Even if we learn that out, it's what we call a gedder. It's not to leave something there. There are some times, and I think this is probably the most important point I'll make all night, that you have to set your own gedder. Right? Let's just go to your own lives. You're with your girlfriend. Okay? And you know technically you're not violating yichud because you're in a room like this. Okay? But you know that it's Tuesday night and all the guys are out and you know nobody ever looks in this window and you know that you don't really care if somebody does come in because they're going to be like, shkoye. Right? So you have to say kedarim and say, technically I'm not violating yichud. This is not where I belong. I shouldn't be here. This is too private. I'm serious now. So, very interesting, Rabbi Felder in his Sefer Ole Yeshurin does give a heter to Ishto Ba'ir. And I wrote it down over here. He writes, a man may not remain alone with a woman if his wife is not present, although she's in the same city, unless she is close by and will return in a short time. Good hat trick. What does he mean? Ken kasa maran shuita. That's how I'm talking about with Moshe Feinstein. Shagam she ishtu b'makom karov v'chazer. She's coming back b'sham muat. She's about to come back. Miku ishto imo. It's like she's in the house. And it's mutter li'ichar imo. Right. So what happens? The wife says, "I need to go get sugar. I'm going to the neighbor's house." And I'm like, "No, no, don't go. Your sister's here. I can't be alone with her." So that would not be us. That would not be us, according to Rothelder. Because she's mom is coming back in a second. It can't be. Now, one might time. We said Balavir doesn't apply when? No? Balavir doesn't apply when? Come on. Libo, gospel. Means what? What does that mean? You have a previous relationship. So it could be that even in that case where I'm coming home right away, right? If my wife happens to have her best friend over, and her best friend happens to be a girl that I dated, happens to be a girl that I still WhatsApp, happens to be a girl who's on my Facebook account. This is all hypothetical, of course. And so what? That might not be good if your wife goes out right away. You might want to find yourself Pesach Pesuk or Rosh Hashanah. You might want to go to the front door or go to a place where people can see it. Next question. This is really a little bit strange in my opinion. And now I'm asking you. Okay? You get to choose. Questions like this. You're out on a date. Okay? It's Tuesday night, but Hartson said you can't be in the yeshiva anymore. So you go out and you rent the car. I don't know if this is against the rules of the yeshiva. I don't know. You could rent the car, I assume, right? So, okay, you rent the car. And you decide that you want to take your girlfriend, you pick her up, obviously, right? And you take her, she's like, "Where are we going?" So you say, "Well, I want to do something really romantic. Let's go to Eilat." Right?
It's a nice long drive.
That's right. A nice long drive, 3.5 hours, 9 o'clock at night. You start driving, and you realize there ain't nobody on the road. Right? You drive miles and miles, nobody's there. Right? You see a camel, you know, we see, but nobody. Maybe you see an army tank. Is that Yichud? What do you think?
Yeah. Isn't that Yichud already?
What?
Because, is it because our windows is not ready yet? Is it because you're alone?
Okay, so possibly you say, there are windows, people could see you. Yeah.
Well, it is Yichud because there's nobody around.
There's nobody around.
But it's not due to the fact that, okay, right now there's no one around, but there is a possibility that someone could drive by.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the question. I mean, you hit upon it, and that is that possible?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Is there no problem? Is there no problem with you and the girl being in the car itself?
Meaning?
Is this you two in the car in a closed environment? Is that being in a room? Is that being
no. I don't think so. Again, we don't have this anymore. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. But cars used to be made with something called bucket seats, right? They used to be seats that were each as they are today, right? Alone seats. And then there are ones that were like, like a couch.
Seats.
Like hand seats. You see what I'm talking about, right? Where three people can sit in the front. So that's only a problem, potentially, that would be a problem during, if your wife was in need of. You're not supposed to sit in the same chair or same sofa. But with a woman that's a pnuya, again, it might be a bad idea because it's so, you set it up this way, But that, you have to think about. But again, if that's not your intent, you just go and take a lot. So this is exactly, and I like the answers that you gave. Let's hear what Moshe says. He writes like this, L'sayeh yachad in isha b'mechonit, or, better called, a car. L'chachila v'adai ein l'hatir. He said it's awesome. Da'av she'ikri nisiyatam tiyeh al derech ha'gedolah she'sham nosim achbalai l'harbe'an l'shem. Rav Moshe throws this one out of the water. You're going to fight with me in a moment? This makes no sense. He says, even if you're on a highway, it's awesome. You're on 95. There's a million cars passing. You're on highway 1. A million cars passing. What do you mean? You could always go off on a dirt road. You can get off 95. Get off of the little dirt road over there. And you can do what you want to do. Even during the day you can do that, but at night for sure there's no lights, so it's awesome. B'makom sheyesh, right? You see, think it's a problem. Avot b'shasam kach, go to streets like each other. This is very, very interesting. Mishkin asav gam keng lisayev l'makom shud zoreth. What happens? He gives a case where somebody's hitchhiking, and she pulls up, and it's clearly somebody who's not Jewish, right? You're in. He's talking about the country, upstate, right? And this woman is hitchhiking on the side. So I don't know what you guys have, you know, rules. We have a no hitchhiking rule. Well, I'm sorry. I have a no hitchhiking rule. My wife has a hitchhiking. She's fine. Right? As long as she looks, the person looks Jewish, she thinks it's Muslim. So I'm not, certainly I'm not thinking of a woman, that's for sure. So you, the woman on the side, you see she clearly is not Jewish, right? And you roll down the window and says, hey, you can be a rabbi, what's up? Right? Here in Detroit, obviously. And it's just, you know, all my Uber drivers last week, they were African-American women. So, especially the one who wanted to know about, yeah, the Jewish thing. You have one of them beanie caps, wow. Anyway, so, the Moshe says, it's mutter. Why? Mishum Eva. This is a throwback to something we did a number of weeks ago. Eva is the isser of, they're going to hate you. Let me give you an example, right? Like this. Happens to be that this woman, this African-American woman who wants a ride from you, husband owns the towing company of Sullivan County. And what's going to happen? You're going to drive right by her and say, Shum Leishim! Or you're going to pull over and say, I'm sorry, I can't take you. Likud, Evan Ezer, the Machlokes, Malo Di'ir, the Chaldom Up, and she's like, I don't know what I'm talking about, right? She's going to get home, she's going to tell the story. There were no cars on the road. And finally, one of them, Hasidim, pulled over and he wouldn't pick me up. So, why? What did he say? He says, I don't know. It's us or this and that. He says, well, what about the head of the rabbi? So, right? And he says, you know what? Good. Next time there's a Jew stuck somewhere, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pull up and say, sorry, I can't take you. It's against the rabbi. Yeah? I'm going to do that. They're going to hate you. So he says, that's the head of you can do it. So this is a, excuse me for saying that, this is, seems to be a very strange psak of emotion. On one hand, he says, he goes to the extreme, he says, if you're driving on the road, and you're on a major highway because you could potentially get off, it's yichud. But if it's a woman and it's Ava, it's going to be hate, I'll just take it. Very, very interesting sacrifice motion. So one could argue, number one, clearly, plainly, that this is not so accurate today, that we are more makil today because of the fact that this is not something that's generally done on large highways. People stay on the highways. However, I would think that there was an isser if it is a rural road and nobody generally travels on it. It could be you're correct that when, on the Eilat road, there are cars coming all the time. But if you're going up to camp somewhere, you've been on a highway, right, where you drive, there's nobody there, that could potentially be a problem. I don't know for people passing like this or emotion on both instances. I'm not sure. I think it was a very, very interesting chew with the brain. Next question for you guys. The old doctor, and he has patients. Those patients are with him. And part of his thing is he brings them into the room and he closes the door. What do you guys think? Is that mutter? It's you.
Is the door locked?
Let's say the door is locked. I'll make you feel better. The door is locked.
What is his job to...
So what?
Medically.
Go ahead.
I'm on the right track.
Yes. It's his job and what? So what?
It's his job so you have... It's more likely that he's going to be doing his job in there rather than doing it.
Okay. Anybody, any other thoughts? You're on the right track. So what? It's his job. Great. You never heard of the story of the guy who was his job and he did something wrong?
Why are we
going to
automatically assume that this guy's
going to I'm not assuming he's going to. But why is he not usually? Maybe he will.
Maybe he won't, though.
Maybe he won't. The halacha doesn't look at maybe he won't. It looks like maybe he will first. Yeah.
Medically assessed
what?
For the woman.
Meaning what?
She's the one that wants the door locked because she's mind walking.
Good.
It's not for him.
Okay. So if your girlfriend says, I want the door locked because I'm afraid something's going to come to the community, you can't. I'm looking for something better. Come on, think about it.
Do doctors take an oath?
Yeah,
sure.
What? Come on! Mordechai, thank you very much. What do you mean?
If he gets caught, he's done.
If he gets caught, he's done.
But he's locked the door.
Right. So now what happens? I'll tell you a true story. I assume it's a true story. Rav Zilberstein tells the following story. It's a crazy story. There's a woman who's, I don't know if you ever, you guys don't understand this, it's be a man, but in this case it's a woman. She's a hypochondriac, right? Like a lot of guys in yeshiva, right? I went up to a few guys today and missed chug, because it bothers me to give it Sunday night chug, because I think it's a chutzpah. It's not Derek Harris, so you should go. So a guy said to me, I'm sick. What do you mean you're sick? I said, when I was walking out of yeshiva, I saw you by the candy machine. You were getting candy. He's like, I know, because I'm sick. Fine. He was lying. Anyway, so the question is like this. The question is, Rav Zilberstein was asked, this woman, she comes to the doctor all the time. It's so annoying, right? Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's free. You can go to the doctor as much as you want. You know, England too, right? You can go to that. So you go online, doctor, goes up. You can't take it anymore. Hello, Mrs. Townsend. So finally, he says, what's wrong with you today?
I'll tell you what's wrong with me. My arm is still hurting me. You know why my arm is still hurting me, doctor?
Why, Mrs. Kapalachulis, whatever. He says, my arm's still hurting me because you're a horrible doctor. Because you didn't cure it last week or the week before. My arm still hurts me. You don't know what you're doing. They should take your license. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, stop it, enough. Whoosh. Smacks me in the face. She's shocked. This lady's like, what? Right? And she's like, guess what? You just lost your license. You're not going to be a doctor for the rest of your life. And she walks in. And he starts chasing her. And he says, please, 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 I'm begging you, please don't, please, please, I'm begging you, please. He's right. He gets reported, he's done. He's not a doctor. So she says, okay, fine. $10,000. $10,000. It's certainly you're going to make more than $10,000 in a year. And he decides, okay, he got no choice, he gives her the $10,000. Now it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, she picks up the phone, she calls Rav Zilberstein, she says, did I do the wrong thing? Should I return the money? That was the question. Not for tonight, but that was the question, right? So these things do happen. But you can lose your license like this. So Mordechai said beautifully that, you gotta send this the video, send it to there. So he said so beautifully, there's, you know how he said, Amos Habala? He's scared. He might lock the door, but he realizes if he tries anything with her, if she reports him, he's done. He's done. Now, one could kind of, very, 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 very importantly, one could say that's not true in a case where they're actually having an affair with each other. Because he's very confident that she's not doing anything. So that could be a problem. One could argue even in that case. But so that would be. Now, nowadays, it doesn't apply much. Now, the dafka, because of all these different regulations, the dafka do keep the doors open now. And they tell you that. I think somebody told me, I might be wrong about this, that in the United States of America, a woman is allowed to request that the door be locked because she wants privacy. I think that that's true. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't know if the doctor may say I can't because he wants the nurse to come in all the time so they won't be sued, whatever it might be. So he was asked this question. So here the Tzitz Eliezer was asked. Tzitz Eliezer was such a wonderful, this is your time, if I'm not mistaken, it was last week. The Tzitz Eliezer was Eliezer Wallenberg. He was the posek in Shari Tzedek Hospital in Yerushalayim. Now Rav Asher Weiss is the posek. And he wrote amazing svarim. Anybody who's learning to be a doctor, he's got some really good stuff. And he has a kuntras on Yichud in Chelek Vav, Simon Mem. And he writes, Im yesh gam biyado eshes harofer o biyadi mishuhu acher pesach hadeles cholais yirtza as a filu nimsa ke'et hamakom gamkein, even if it's actually locked, but somebody has the key, somebody could get in. He knows the nurse has the ability. He tells the nurse, you may open it at any time, so then we're not nervous. And he says, Benosis Makach, ready for this? Berofe Gamsan Heter Cloud Nosaf Hu Bezer Tegabe Dida Yushnu Chazaka, right? Deroy Munasa. They're not going to lose their job over this. She'im Yitzofu, if they get in trouble, he's going to be kicked out. And also the Shalos Jews Rabbasir, which causes the Inyan Nashim over the Esel Baal Malach. This is our business case. Right? I work in a factory. And there's a bunch of women there, but not enough for it not to be Yichud. Malacha Nochrim, Ubaim Liade Yichud. And there's Yichud here. So why isn't that not Aser? So he says, the Nasif Heter, the Kevin de Oysim Malacha Zu, Ha'im Baal Amuna, Amunot, that this is the business, Ve'im Sarachim B'chol Shah, Lahabi Noshim Lasos Malachtam. There are people that potentially come in all the time. He would never make the mistake. Why? Because she's going to report it to the other women. He's always hiring new women. So if he says he tried something with me, nobody else is going to want to be, and that itself might be. But firmly, when it comes to a doctor, so he says he thinks there's a chazaka that this is something that wouldn't be done. And when it comes to a rofe, right, There are women who want dafka to be biyichud. They want to be alone because they're embarrassed. And he thinks that this would be a heter and would be mutter. Okay? Two more cases. What if we come up with a case where simply it is impossible for there to be yichud, for anything to happen, excuse me. I'm going to give you the case, tell me what you think the answer is. Nebuch, a woman finds herself in Brazil. Her father passes away in Eretz Yisrael. She now has to travel to Eretz Yisrael quickly to get to the Leviathan. So what happens? She wants to do that. She contacts a travel agent, and the travel agent says, oh boy, this is going to be a hard one. The only flight that you could actually make that will get you to Israel is a flight from São Paulo to Newark, and Newark, you'll go straight to Israel. She's like, that's nice. I'm not in São Paulo, I'm in Rio. How am I going to get? She says, the only thing I can think of is you have to hire a private plane, because you got to catch a flight in an hour. She goes to the local hangar, and she says, anybody want to? So one guy says, fine, I got a little putt-putt plane. Take me 40 minutes to get there, you'll make your flight, no problem. Okay. She's about to get on the plane, and she realizes she's on the plane alone with this pilot. So, before she gets on the plane, she calls her up, she asks her blush her wife, what is the case? What do you think? Yes, Mr. Kleiner.
Well, since obviously we would call a highway.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Motorway. Like the main.
Okay, another weird thing we learned today.
Okay, motorway. So you said that it was okay for the boyfriend and the girlfriend to be in the car itself.
Right.
Right. So the same rule would apply here with the plane.
Yeah, but it's Yichud.
Yes, Yichud, but this would be for the
not stop flying a plane.
Mordecai's flipping out. What'd you say?
Not going to stop flying a plane.
Yeah.
If he leaves the autopilot, he's
a guy. Uh-oh! You guys a smart guy. What'd you say?
Autopilot.
Yeah. You said it's a small plane, you don't have autopilot.
Okay, why are you making up stories? You can't ask a Shiloh of mice. You're right. So it is possible, obviously, that if there's no autopilot in the plane, the guy is not the pilot, might think this woman is the most beautiful woman in the world. It's going to cost him big time if he lets go of that plane. So maybe it's not you. You want to say something else?
I'm guessing that there's some sort of law that says if you leave the cockpit. Yeah.
So you say the same thing, you'll lose your job. Interesting.
I'm just guessing.
So says Rav Asher Weiss the following. This is now the next slide. Source number 5. Minchas Asher Chela Galah. V'hine Uvda Meisha. So he tells over the whole story that I just told you. And he says, Israel you could in the Tayas. Tayas is the pilot. Ki ein Ish b'matos b'levad. But in this case, the chol iser yichud ain't no elam mi'chashash bia. We're afraid they're going to have relations. Ain't klal efsharut. There's no possibility of having relations. Why? Because ain't klal efsharut that they can have because the tayas ain't yachol lerega la'ozei v'ha'aga. You can't leave the cockpit. You can't leave, what is the front? What do they call the wheel that he uses? It's called something. Come on,
steering wheel.
No, it's not called the steering wheel. That's why I said it's not the steering wheel. Danishevsky. It's called something. I don't know what it's called. It's fine. And it says impossible. Bishar and all the other machshirim, all the other buttons, you know, you can't do that. Ki az yitraseka matos. And he's going to start going down. Like, no, it's worth it. This is wait, crazy. He's not going to do that. Yesh anoshim harbe basadim. Obviously, we're not talking about once it takes off. That's no problem because there's plenty of people watching the plane. And therefore, there's no Isser of Yichud. Ra'iti b'shulchan Shlomo. I saw in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Sefer Shulchan Shlomo attributed to Rav Moshe to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says as follows: Yesh Isser Yichud b'misha asif isha l'toch rachbo b'shitchei Yehuda b'shomron. Right? I'm in Yehuda b'shomron. I'm in one of the shtachim they call it. Right? What the BDS likes to call occupied territory. I'm in the West Bank. And I'm not allowed to pick up a woman. Why? The cave under Angra Gilimbatsor, Bitsadeh, Adrachim, Sakanat Mechablim, Engbazah Isser Yichud. Rav Moshe said that you might go off on the Dera. He says that's impossible. When you're driving, okay? When you're driving from, I don't know, only places I know, right? The Beit Daniel to Yerushalayim, You're not getting off at Abu Qir, whatever. You're not getting off at Hussein. You're driving from Beitar. You're not getting off at Hussein, which is the town next to it, to fool around with this woman. You're not going to do that. He actually asked a question. I think I looked at it inside. It's actually a question about an ambulance driver. So the, I don't know. This isn't true, right? Ambulance usually is more than one. So in this case, it was an ambulance driver and a woman. Right? It's not just like not much pregnant. Okay, nothing's gonna happen. But okay, fine.
They said even because there's no possibility of stopping. He's too scared to. He's gonna go straight there. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole question. If you're a police officer, an ambulance driver, yeah. And you are and your partner's a female, are you allowed to be in the car with them? In order, because that if you not in the car with the ambulance, it could be
right.
Enough of that situation.
Yeah, it's a good question. It would be the same thing. So he says there's no iser yichud. Vaday adif dishkem yachol la'atzor one. So now he asks the last question of the evening. Listen to this one. Oh, mommy. Listen to this one. What if there's no technical issur of yichud, but you can't get caught? I'll explain to you. Nebuch lo aleinu, this is a real case. Rav Asher Weisstein. The husband, Nebuch, is a paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair. He's confined to a wheelchair. Or maybe the paraplegic. Here it's a paraplegic. His mom just can't get up. There's nothing. And he needs a Filipino, somebody from the Philippines, who's his helper, right? Maybe similar a little bit to somebody that comes here to teach you. Now it's, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, and he goes to sleep. And now the wife is sitting and drinking tea, and the Filipino comes out to drink tea with her. She's nice. Is that yichud? What are you talking about? Of course it's not yichud. The husband's Balabir, Balabaru, he's there. What's the difference?
He can't.
Unfortunately, he can't.
Unfortunately, he has no legs and he's not going anywhere. So isn't it an Isser Yichud? Says the Rosh Weiss. According to the Shita, I cut off the, I just gave you some of the highlights. The Shita, HaChazonish, Efshar Dabal Chazeh, Ein Eimat Aleh. Remember we said what it's called? Eimat Abal. It's a Chiddush over here, right? Because we said Eimat Abal was Baal of the year. And it's like Bala Mamash Barum, Bacheder, or the next Cheder. But there's no, she has no fear. She practically knows the husband's not going anywhere. He's not getting up. The husband's sitting in a coma. Right? I'm sure you've seen this on TV once, right? Husband's in a coma, and you know, on the Spanish soap operas, and the husband's in the coma, and she makes it, you know, and the guy comes in, and he's like, oh, we love each other, you know? And they start kissing in front of the husband's right there! He's in a coma. There's no Amos Abal on that. And then, of course, he wakes up and he goes, hey, but you got a boy, and then you know. I don't know. This is what we watch on TV, yeah. The Gam, Yesh Lachush, Sheka Asher, Yagur Goy, Zeba Bayez Hazub, Yiyya Labad Gaspo. He says it's worse than that. Liba Gaspo applies in this case, Tainas Usher Weiss. Why? Because he's in the house all the time. What do you think? They don't talk. In fact, I have a friend who has a live-in housekeeper. Okay? And he asked his Rav, can he have this living housekeeper? He's very nervous. And you know what the Rav said? Very interesting. He said, you can have her. Obviously, no yichud. It can't be any yichud. But he said, you're not allowed to talk to her. She's around his age. And he said, explain to her. You can be cordial. Say, hi, how are you? Don't get into long conversations with her. And explain it to her. She's from. She happens to be a firm housekeeper. So she said to the housekeeper, she says, listen, this is what my Rav told me. I'm, of course, going to say, hi, how are the kids doing? But no conversation. I don't, you know, I can't talk to you about, you know, how was your day? Because that's Liba Gaspo. You start talking. That's what he says. The Od Choseshani, and he says something really interesting. Mehametzius Geber, the way men are, especially Geber Zar, somebody in this case he assumes is an illegal immigrant, Uprach Goy, Babai Zug, and he's in this house. The husband's totally, Nebuch is not going to do anything about anything. He's afraid that this guy has nothing to lose. He could even rape her. Because he knows that if he rapes her, he'll get arrested. What do you think they're going to do to him? They're not going to throw him in jail. They'll bring him back to the Philippines. Big deal. Quote, unquote. And therefore, he said, this, you should not allow a person in the house. Forget about you. I think it's at risk. And then he writes, ain't lahatir. He shouldn't live in the house. He said he should work with the guy during the day. And at night, he should sleep somewhere else. And he says, I saw that the tumor is even bar halacha, behilchos yichud, b'cholam nesukha, nebachlo aleinu, that has a tumor in his head, nebach his brain tumor. V'hu mochsar hachvani, he's very weak and he can hardly get up. The same thing would apply. Right? he said that Harei Sha'asar Liyahei Gam Mishanota Lamut. So the same law would apply where the husband's dying. Right? It's not. It's true. He might wake up in a second and get up and go, "Oh my God, okay, I got out of the coma." But it's probably not going to happen. So, just to summarize, as far as our own laws of yichud of life, we see that we have to be very careful in both our old situations. I believe that this is something that comes up a lot in the business world. It will come up to you. You have to be very aware of it. There's no heter if she's not pretty. Obviously, if you're in an office building, and let's say there's a security guard, okay, and the security guard's job it is to go around to the offices every week, so then that would be heter, right? I was once sitting in a shiur by a great rabbi, and it was the question and answer period, which we won't have tonight. The question and answer period. And the guy said the following thing. I can't believe the guy said it. I promise you said it. He says, "Well, I'm an accountant, and I work at, you know, whatever, 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 and Jew, and I work in this accounting firm. And I have to work late a lot. And sometimes I have to work late with my assistant." So he says, "Okay." He says, "Is it yichud? But there's a security officer that passes every 20 minutes, every 30. He's always around. That's what his job is." So he said, "We just explained it. It's not yichud." He says, "I know, but I don't really care." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "I could potentially fool around with this girl. The security guard would see me. He wouldn't do anything. It's not going to get us in trouble." So the rabbi, like, without trying to say you're a sick person, didn't know what to say, right? So then this guy, obviously, who has a problem, asks another question. He says, "Okay, how about in the parking lot? Can I go sit in the parking lot with this girl? There are cameras all around. But I don't care that the cameras are there. The security guards are watching them." So there, you thought, you're still sick, by the way. But that is yichud, because you're right. Even though there's a camera, this is something interesting as far as technology. Does a camera help? Right? So just as a final note, and I apologize that we're a little bit over. I promise we wouldn't be over. It's okay. A final note, which is important just as far as heterim, as far as yichud. There is a possibility where a person finds himself in a really awkward situation where they would be able to appoint another person to come to their house in a reasonable way. I'll give you a great example. A few weeks ago, I stayed at my sister's house. And one day I came home, and the housekeeper was there. Okay? It's a problem. It's yichud. Right? It doesn't matter when my sister's coming home, because that's it. So I called my sister and said, "What's going on?" You know? She's like, "I have a housekeeper. She's in the house. You're lucky to stay there, okay?" So I said, "Oh." She said, "Oh, but don't worry. My nephew, Michael's coming home at any moment." I said, "Perfect." I called Michael. I said, "Michael, don't tell me where you are. Just tell me you can be home at any moment." He says, "Yeah, I'm about to come home." I said, "Perfect." But then I have a fear. I once had a case, unfortunately, where, this is not the unfortunate part, we'll get to it in a second, where, it was a good thing to end with, where my, we had a baby, Alzatov, and we had my daughter, Batsheva, and Yaakov, my little son, was in the house, and my mother-in-law was watching him with my father-in-law. So my wife decided that after we had the baby, it was late at night, he better wake up, he'll see you, you know, it'll be scary to see my mother-in-law. So he says, "You know, it's okay, you should go home." So I'm driving home, and it's like 12 o'clock at night, and my wife calls me, and she says, "Oh my God, I forgot to tell you something, my father-in-law went home so he can go to work tomorrow." So I'm sleeping in the house with my mother-in-law. As much as nobody ever thinks yichud is with their mother-in-law, that's for darn sure. It's a problem. I had no idea what to do. I'm going to kick out my mother-in-law now, tell her to go home at 12:30 at night. I didn't know what to do. So I called my rabbi. I said, "Rabbi, I got this big problem. It's 12:30. He says, "Don't worry about it. Come to my house right now." I said, "Rabbi, it's 12:30 at night. He says, "Come to my house." Fine. I went to the house. He says, "Give me the key to your house." I said, "What? Give me the key to your house. Give me the key to the house." He says, "Do not turn the alarm on. I'm coming tonight. At some time. I'm not telling you when, I'm going to come into your house at some time." Right? Now this is a very big heter. It was shas l'chak, obviously, because I didn't know how to get around this. And I actually, honestly, at night heard noises. I'm like, "Oh my God, I can't believe he's here, the rabbi's here." But later he told me he never came. But I actually thought he was coming. I didn't turn the alarm on. So there could be a heter there. There's something to look into, but you should ask a rabbi for each case. Thank you very much for listening. Should be zoyche to only good things.